Small businesses are desperate for rent relief, with some saying they have no choice but to walk away from their lease. On average, rent accounts for about 40% of a firm's fixed costs. Tenants and landlords are working out arrangements on a case-by-case basis, leaving some arguing they haven't got a fair deal. Rachel Thomas reports.
Auckland creative Peter Barrett's work may have dried up overnight, but his commercial rent hasn't. The film and TV freelancer says the government's wage subsidy is good for ensuring staff are looked after, but it doesn't help with rent. He says COVID-19 has forced many into hibernation, and paying rent is a huge problem.
We haven't just found a situation where the music stops, everyone stands still, and in 4 or 6 or 8 weeks' time, the music plays again and off we go. The costs carry on, but the income is frozen.
After a bit of a push, Barrett's landlord has agreed on a 50% rent reduction while the country remains at alert level 4, and he'd like to see this become compulsory for everyone. For some, that's not enough. A storage and freight operator says his landlord has also agreed to a 50% rent reduction. But the Auckland owner-operator, who asked to remain anonymous, says his business is flatlining and he's got no means of paying anything.
I told him the situation has changed so much with my company that I won't be able to afford anything at the moment. So I'm planning to leave the premises. That's how bad it is.
Loans are available and some landlords are offering rent deferments with an expectation the tenants pay it back over time. But the contractor says that doesn't help him.
We are dead at the moment, and now when we're going to winter, there won't be much movement. If we get the loan from the government, apart from the wage subsidy, how we won't be able to pay them back. Yeah, the banks will be after us. Basically, might as well just shut down.
He says grants are needed instead of loans. A Wellington commercial property tycoon says he's willing to work with good tenants, but people shouldn't assume all property owners are rich. Ian Castle says some tenants have approached him and he's working with them on a case-by-case basis.
I don't think there's any one-size-fits-all. I think if somebody's going to have a hard time for 3 months or 6 months, but be fine thereafter if the world gets back to some sort of normality, then that's something that should be able to be worked through.
Meanwhile, a Canterbury landlord has devised a plan which gives his biggest major tenant total rent relief. Peter, who didn't want his last name used, leases space to a real estate company which agreed to pay for electricity, water and rates in return for paying for no rent while the lockdown continues. Peter says he and his wife will live on their savings, their pension and take a bit of a hit.
In these circumstances, we're okay with just breaking even. But possibly giving them the best chance possible to recover is long-term is in my best interest.
The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment didn't respond to questions for the story. But the government has said it is considering new measures to help commercial tenants pay rent. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, has admitted some of them need support. Time will tell whether some businesses survive to see it. For Morning Report, Rachel Thomas.